Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Liam Aitlam, KCBS Foodie Champ at One Market Restaurant. With me, Chef Mark Doman. Chef Mark, good to see you. How are you?
It's always good to see you. I'm doing well. Thank you.
What are we drinking today?
We're drinking a Grüner Veltliner.
Cheers to you, my friend.
Cheers.
Oh, always. Taste from the gods right there. Hey, we have a lot to talk about. Big event coming up. Let's talk about that first. Taste and Tribute, Tibetan Aid Project. You've worked with them for many, many years. Tell me why you love working with them, and what's Taste and Tribute all about?
Taste and Tribute is all about, you know, chefs getting together to support a great cause. I've been doing it for, I think, about 10, 12 years now. I've taken a year off here and there. But otherwise, it's pretty much every year. And we cook for about 20 people each, and it's just a great cause.
And what's really special about the event, full disclosure, I'm the MC and auctioneer this year, you managed to create a level of intimacy in that big, big room because you only cook for 20. And it makes it very special when you're on one of those tables. You get a rock star chef cooking a very intimate meal for you. So that part of it is pretty sweet.
It is. It's great. People can choose their menus. The menus are online. They can choose the table that they want to sit at. And it's two chefs per table, so it's pretty amazing.
And listen, you chefs, you're always first in line. When there's a cause, you guys are there. The men and women of our kitchens here in the Bay Area, you show up. You're first in line. This night is special because it is your band of brothers and sisters all cooking together, right?
It is, and Laurent Manrique started the whole thing, and so, you know, it's like helping out our own, and, you know, when he asks, you say yes. And
I've got those calls.
So it's all, you know, it's all fun. In the end, it's all fun for us, because you get to see people that you don't normally see.
Yeah, and then at the end of the day, the cause, Tibetan Aid Project, and replenishing books, library books, taken from Tibetans, just the idea of our books being taken away. It's hard to fathom what that might be like, but an entire culture and the reading matter, which they, above many other cultures, they revere the words that are written, right?
Exactly. You know, it's hard. You hit the nail on the head. It's hard for us to imagine having our books taken away from us. So, you know, here we are doing something for those that are a little bit less fortunate. And, you know, so we're trying to help out, do our little part.
Yeah. Well, you are, Chef, for that. We appreciate you for it. I'll give more info on the event for now, folks. Taste and Tribute. It is Friday, November 22nd, just around the corner. If there are still tickets left, we'll put the link up on the website at the very end of our chat. So, Chef, new season, fall. Here we are, November, new menu. I came in for lunch recently and had a knockout lunch. Of course, I had to eat everything on the menu. Let's talk firstly about fall for you as a chef. What bounty does this season bring you?
Fall, you're always looking, you know, towards the squashes. For me, it's a little bit of bittersweet because I love summer so much. But then, you know, you bring in these new fall ingredients and it just re-inspires you. So it's a lot of fun.
And isn't that one of the joyful parts of being a chef is what the garden grows dictates what's on your menu. But as the seasons shift, a whole new bounty comes.
It is, and it's always, you're always looking forward to the next thing, right? What's coming online? What tastes great right now? You go to the farmer's market and you taste through stuff. You're like, oh my God, this is so good. I need to use it.
Your lunch, a great lunch special you do, a couple of courses, $27. Of course, you have to add on the dessert. Be naughty not to.
Absolutely. It's our market lunch. We change it every week, and it's become really popular.
And your wine program here. Tanya, where would we be without her? She's amazing. Great wines paired perfectly. And on certain days, you can get a wine deal here, can't you?
On Fridays and Saturdays, there's a half-price wine. She picks one producer, and so she offers their, I think, a white varietal and a red varietal at half price.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We love a deal, especially when it comes to wine. We were just in the kitchen, Chef, and you rustled up this little dish. Talk us through it.
So this is the new dish on the fall menu. It's a grilled octopus. So before we grill the octopus, we confit it in olive oil till it's completely tender. Then we grill it. It's on a bed of smoked butter beans. Beans and octopus are a classic combination, so here we add a little smoke to the beans, and then a little chimichurri sauce and some fresh herbs.
Be naughty to sit here and have a bite. Come on, never eat alone, Chef. You know the rules. Oh, my word. Oh. My word. I tell you, that grill, I mean, the flavor you get, so easy to really butcher this dish. And I have. What's the key to making sure you don't overcook your octopus?
Well, again, we confit it first in olive oil, so then the grill just gives it the smoky notes. You're reheating it and warming it on the grill with some smoky notes from the grill, and that's it. It's not about judging it. It's already tender before it hits the grill.
Yeah. This dish has legs, Chef.
It does. It's
That's my one comedy hit for the interview. Chef, the holidays are around the corner. I know you have a lovely family. You have two lovely girls. Thanksgiving for you, what's it about?
Thanksgiving is at One Market. I've spent all my Thanksgivings at One Market since I met my wife. Yeah. But now my family comes in. So I work the first part of the day, and then I sit down with my family. We have our family meal at One Market restaurant.
And has that really been a tradition for you each and every year?
It's become one since the girls have been old enough to, they want to come into One Market for Thanksgiving dinner.
Wait, they don't want to be at home with Dad cooking at home? What?
Well, Dad's not home, so yeah. The next best thing is coming in the restaurant.
They want to be with Dad. I get it. Now I get it. And tell me about the Thanksgiving lunch here. What's it like?
Well, we do one menu for the whole day. We start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and we go till 8 o'clock in the evening. And it's a prefix menu, choice of four different appetizers, and then choice of four different main courses, one of them, of course, being turkey. We use Willie Bird turkeys out of Sonoma County. And then there's a fish option, another meat option for those who don't like turkey.
Yeah. Well, I love Thanksgiving. It is my favorite holiday of the year. It's so not British, but I love it. I love breaking bread with family and friends. And then I just love turkey and gravy and stuffing and all that comes with that meal.
Absolutely. Turkey and stuffing are my two favorite things.
Yeah.
So.
Now, are there any traditions from your family, from a different part of the world, when it came to Thanksgiving? Any twists on things that you got to enjoy at Thanksgiving growing up?
My dad always wanted a stuffing that had protein in it. Cornbread, no, that never came. It was always some kind of sausage stuffing that my mom would make. So the stuffing always was meat, and then more meat with the turkey. And that's, you know, that's how we, that's was the dominant influence there.
Yeah. Your dad was about the meat, right?
He was, absolutely.
And then right after Thanksgiving, we roll right into Christmas before you know it. Do you finally get a little bit of time off?
I get time off after the end of the year. The holiday season is crazy for us here at the restaurant. And so it's something to look forward to at the beginning of the new year, actually. I'll take some time off.
A little trip away, perhaps, with the family?
A little ski trip with the family before the girls go back to school.
Yeah. Well, Chef Mark, thank you always for being so gracious. Thank you for always showing up for community and doing good things. I'm going to sit here with my octopus and have a little bit of fun here.
And your Gruner Feltliner.
Yeah, thank you so much. The whole bottle? You listen, you give and you give and you give. Chef Mark Doman, good to see you, my friend. Folks, do yourself a favor. Come visit Chef Mark, One Market Restaurant. They do an incredible lunch, an awesome happy hour. And, of course, you know, hey, don't just come for happy hour, stay for dinner. And maybe think about coming for Thanksgiving as well. All the info you need to know about Taste and Tribute for Tibetan Aid, plus more on One Market and Chef Mark's story, go to kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Champ. Yeah, I'll have another, please. Chef, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.